Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The most important relationship that we can have in this life is our relationship to our own Buddha nature. If one puts this relationship first above everything else, if one loves the eternal above everything else, then everything else, all other relationships, will fall into place. This is, in the beginning of our training, mostly a matter of faith. Something in us trusts that things will fall into place in this way. Later on, as time goes by in training, this truth is proved again and again and again. There's a verse in the Bible that I remember from when I was a little boy. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put the eternal first, and everything else will fall into place. Putting the eternal first does not negate all other relationships. How could it? Because everything is part of the eternal. Everyone is of the eternal. But to get the priority right from the get-go, to put the eternal first, to stand against the world and train in wisdom, to put other things second, third, fourth, whatever, but not first. That gets the order right. And if the eternal comes second, third, fourth, or whatever, the order is simply wrong, and we are out of harmony with all of existence. If we are out of harmony with the eternal, we are out of harmony with everything, whether we know it or not. And we are doing ourselves harm. If we do ourselves harm in this way, we will do others harm, whether we know we are doing so or not. How do we do this? First of all, one must want to do it. There is a little light of faith and of love within us. Faith that there is that greater self, that true self, to take refuge in. And a little candlelight, a little flame of love. It's where our love wants to go, if we let it, to the eternal. Because the eternal is within everything, that love ends up being a love that embraces everything. Second, we must turn within and give the eternal the eternal's due. Reverend Massey used to say now and then, the eternal has rights. If you don't ever meditate, if you don't ever sit still, be still, and turn within, then you are not giving the eternal's rights. If you don't ever do the true essence of prayer, the true essence of communion with that which is your true self, you are not giving the eternal's rights. Third, there are the precepts. The precepts are little signals that go off that tell us when we're veering off course when external things and things that should be coming second, third, and fourth, and so on, are pushing their way into first place, and we're not standing up to it. We're going with the world in a way that is not good for us. The precepts signal that we are doing that. For the precepts to work in this way, we need to take the precepts to heart. This is why we take the precepts formally, so that the precepts can, in the most unobstructed way possible, help us. Then we have to train in wisdom. Training in wisdom means looking up, not looking down. In other words, here's another way to say this. I always talk about looking up, but here's another way to put it. Don't believe the lies of the world. Now, you may think, well, the lies of the world are the lies of being told by certain politicians or dictators or whatever, but the lies of the world can be a lot more subtle than that. They can come from our own caring for our family, which is nothing wrong with loving our family. If we do it in the wrong way, however, our love can be imbued with a falsehood. That this comes first. This is most important. Our family. No, the eternal comes first. Family comes second. It can be an ideology or a nation. And again, no, these things come later. The eternal comes first. It can be something we love to do. And again, no, this comes second. The eternal comes first. To stand against the world and train in wisdom is really to stand against the lies that our own attachment, our own guilt, our own longing, our own fear, in other words, our own karmic baggage, keeps putting out to us. And that so often other people reinforce. Do not take on other people's illusions and make them your own. It's tough enough dealing with your own. Now, this is why taking refuge in the Sangha, in the true sense of the Sangha, those who know the eternal, is so important. I take refuge in the eternal. I take refuge in that which the eternal teaches. I take refuge in those who know the eternal. Those who know the eternal truly will not try to foist off upon me or other people falsehoods about what comes first. That doesn't mean they're perfect. That doesn't mean they always get it right. No one always gets it right. But they will not foist off falsehoods about what comes first. There are very few situations in which we do not have an opportunity, if we wish to take it, to actually sit still for a while and let the eternal get a word in edgeways on what is really the best thing to do, what is really going to be doing the best for everyone when we make our choice and when we act. When we act in this way, when we allow the eternal to help us and to guide us, and the eternal will never force us, the eternal will never manipulate us, that still small voice provides guidance. It does not force. It does not try to control our will. But when we allow it to guide us, then we do the best for ourselves and for others. Now, the last thing that is so important is that when we act in this way, that we do not attach ourselves to any particular result of our action. We are not God. To act without attachment to the results of one's action is to stay true to the course that we set when we sat down and looked to the eternal for help, when we paused and turned within for guidance. If you do that, you can let the chips fall where they may. Just bow to whatever comes your way, accept it, and then keep doing the same thing again and again. Take it to the eternal in meditation. Sit with it. Ask for help. Do some bows. The most important relationship is the one that leads to the cessation of suffering and helps everyone truly be a success in their own way. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.